Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you, and with all of us is Randy Condon today. Randy is a partner business manager with Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Today's healthcare IT environment, we all know, I think we can all agree, it is complex. Administrators are being pulled in a lot of different directions these days, and amongst the challenges they face includes how to retain, remove, and recover data. So what we're going to do on this episode of Connection Point, we're going to focus our conversation on the services for healthcare organizations to do things like better manage sensitive and confidential data, reduce the risk of unauthorized access to private information, and implement measures to help meet compliance requirements. So Randy, glad to have you on board here today. Data privacy and security, major concerns, obviously, for healthcare companies. Threats in the marketplace, they continue to increase. They're evolving. Let's talk about areas maybe beyond just network and storage and computers that folks need to be thinking about, right, to secure our data.
I think there are some things that we need to consider, and one of those is around data retention. Today, customers often have to retain data in their environment. They are unable to let things like disk drives that contain data out of their shop for obvious reasons, right? It contains a lot of patient information. It contains a lot of private information that they are required, sometimes by law, to maintain. And so we do have some options, which we can get into a little bit later, that will address how we have allowed customers to retain some of that data in their own shop and to dispose of it as per their internal requirements.
Well, and here's a scenario. We have a lot of mobile devices, whether they're tablets, laptops, what have you, in, say, clinical or hospital settings, right? Someone drops that laptop, it's inoperable. You can't just go to Johnny down the street and have that laptop repaired because of the information that could be on there. I mean, that's kind of the scenario, one of the scenarios we're talking about. So with that, can we talk about some of the data security, you know, services that Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has to handle that type of situation?
You bet. There are two. And the first is called defective media retention. And effectively, DMR allows a customer to retain primarily drives when they have a failure. You know, the typical scenario is the customer would log a call with HP and identify that they've got a failure. We would identify that failure as a drive in this case. Normally, we would go in and take that failed drive back and leave the customer a new drive. We're finding with healthcare and financial customers, they are not willing to allow that data to leave their shop. DMR allows them to retain that drive, to dispose of it as they see fit. That keeps both HP Enterprise and the healthcare provider or the financial provider in compliance with their internal controls and allows that data to be disposed of as they see fit.
And it sounds like that scenario, then, that's coming, like, say, from the data center, right? A drive fails in their data center, as opposed to my example of a laptop. This is where, okay, we know something has failed in that rack room, and that's where this might come in. That's your scenario that you've just laid out.
Yeah, exactly. But I think in both situations, it's consistent, right? Drives are in virtually all of our technology today. So whether it be a laptop, a desktop, or a server in the data center, that information is private and needs to be handled per whatever internal controls have been established by the various companies.
And now there are other components as well within an IT infrastructure, again, healthcare and otherwise, right, that retain data. So what about maybe some of those top components that you know of? And again, what can be done for those? I mean, the thing I'm thinking about is like networking cards, things like that.
Yeah, and that's a great point. So networking cards retain IP locations, for example. And in some cases, internal controls have been established that forbid any of that data and any data that is retained in a device from leaving the location or their shop. So we have a service called CDMR, Comprehensive Defective Media Retention. And the comprehensive nature of DMR, an option for customers that allow them to retain virtually anything that retains data.
So we've talked about some of these kind of failure scenarios, and obviously HPE has some services, right, to protect, retain that data. It doesn't get out there into the wild as we look to get some repairs done. What about somewhat, I think we're going a little kind of on the preemptive side here, keeping these systems up and running, knowing that they're not going to fail, because again, I'll go back to healthcare, right, because of the nature of work with patients, even more important to keep those systems up and running. So HPE helping companies in what way to kind of guarantee that uptime and dealing with unplanned outages?
Yeah, and this is an area, James, where we have just an amazing amount of offerings for customers. You know, there are customers that handle all kinds of patient situations, and uptime is critically important for them. So, yes, we do offer a number of what we call SLA, support level agreements, and those support level agreements range from next business day type of support. So this would be, let's say, a backroom operation that is not necessarily dealing directly with customers, or a data replication site, for example, where you don't need to have uptime all the time, and an unplanned outage doesn't really affect you all that much. In that case, a next business day scenario would be sufficient. So they would log, the customer would log a call. You know, we would respond to that call next business day. In many cases, that's fine for customers, but in many cases, it's not. So we have a 24/7/4-hour response, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 4-hour response. That would allow a customer to log a call and, depending on the time the call came in, even get a same-day kind of resolution. There are more advanced customers that require uptime. So we've got a service called 24/7/6-hour commitment to repair. That commitment to repair basically says, if you log a call with us, we will guarantee that you will be up and running in 6 hours. From there, you know, we can go to custom requirements. Let's say the requirement is they've got to be up and running in 4 hours, or they've got to be up and running in 2 hours. Those are all custom situations that we can write a specific contract with a customer and meet whatever their uptime requirement is. The good news is, because Hewlett-Packard Enterprise has both parts and engineers local to virtually every major metropolitan area in the United States, we can meet those demands, and it's not an issue.
And my key takeaway from hearing what you've just shared, right? Options. And that's something that teams want to have. They don't want to be locked into certain scenarios or situations or service offerings. They want an option, and you've laid those out good for us here. Let me follow a little bit further down the line here. The last idea that I want to talk about with you, because we've talked about, okay, things break. We've talked about these SLAs. What about getting ahead of the storm here, the proactive support and services, products to help, again, healthcare orgs avoid something going down and avoid even having to get out people there to fix their, again, back-end equipment, the endpoint devices, et cetera?
You bet. We have proactive support in a couple of different offerings and support level agreements. First is a proactive care, which is basically a 24/7 access to our advanced care center. What's nice about the proactive feature is that we will monitor your system's health, and we do that through a feature called IRS, Insight Remote Support. It's part of the system's management features. And Insight Remote Support will actually notify HP when we see a failure on the horizon, and those failures happen for a number of reasons. In the case of a drive, and I use a drive as an example because drives tend to be the thing that breaks most, right? They have duty cycles, and when a drive reaches a duty cycle, there's a high frequency of failure. So we'll monitor duty cycles, and if a drive is getting an abnormally high amount of utilization and therefore higher duty cycles, we may see a failure there. IRS will report out to Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and will say, hey, we're seeing a potential failure here, and we will actually source a part and send it to the customer. They may receive a part and not even realize what it's for, right? And we will follow up with an email and, in some cases, a tech that will install the part on their behalf. Proactive care is a great feature for large environments, for customers who have large data centers that are difficult to manage. It just gives them one more tool to manage their environment a little bit more effectively. The other thing that's nice about proactive care, it allows customers to log support calls online. When that call is logged, the system will also generate a diagnostic log. And that diagnostic log goes along with the case that's been submitted, and it allows us to much more effectively diagnose what the problem is and recommend a solution. There is another feature called Proactive Care Advanced, right? And this will basically layer on top of the proactive care feature that we just discussed. Uses all of the same functionality, uses all of the same system management tools. What Proactive Care Advanced provides is for an account support manager. And that account support manager is a local individual. That local individual is an engineer and will effectively work with the customer twice a year to ensure that their systems are running properly, that all of their operating system patches have been applied, that any firmware updates have been applied, and that they are utilizing the IRS function. Just another way for customers to take some of the burden off of their internal IT staff and put that back on HP Enterprise.
Hey, Randy, good stuff there. That's where we're going to wrap things up. Again, big takeaway for me here is from HP Enterprise, a lot of options. And obviously, healthcare organizations, they need to be proactive when it comes to data privacy and protection, looking at these services that are going to help them retain, remove, and recover critical data definitely is key. So again, appreciate you taking time, taking our listeners through a little bit of a journey here about what HP Enterprise can do to protect and secure data. PC Connection, Inc. and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Service Solutions can really help healthcare organizations prepare for infrastructure component outages, as well as maintain the security and retention of patient data. If you are interested in learning more about the HPE solutions and services that PC Connection, Gov Connection, and MoreDirect can offer to your organization, then I'm going to invite you to visit pcconnection.com/health, or you can call 1-800-395-8685 to talk to a rep. You can also email us if you have additional questions, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up for this Connection Point episode. Again, appreciate Randy. Thank you, listeners, for joining us, and we do look forward to talking to you all down the road.